Perhaps a signature song of Bagatelle, Summer in Dublin is a nostalgic evocation of Dublin City in warmer, simpler times. Referencing landmarks such as Grafton Street and the city's nightlife, the song captures the spirit of Dublin at the turn of the 1970s. It remains a staple of Irish radio and sing-alongs, particularly amongst Dubliners who cherish its affectionate portrait of the city. But even the Boggers, as folk beyond the pale, i.e. Dublin, are called, have an attachment to this song. It's a song of its time, and though it should seem a little bit worn around the edges by now, it has instead grown better in time, like a fine wine. It's an elegy not just to the capital, but to that time in our lives. It's refreshingly honest, talking about the smell of the Liffey and the unsavoury characters you might meet, all quite accurate. Its singer and writer, Liam Riley, delivers it with authenticity and style. What seems destined as a simple piece with just vocals and piano bursts into life at the 2-minute mark before laying on the full 9 yards for an uplifting ending of hope and appreciation. It's masterful in its composed execution. It's a song about memory and loss and gratitude for having things just the way they were, even if they were far from perfect. Ireland was broken in 1980. We had a Prime Minister telling us to tighten our belts the very week his own bank asked him to pay back his £1 million overdraft. Music once again made things just that little bit better. We have a series called Reeling in the Years on RTE, the national broadcaster. It shows events from a particular year to the backdrop of pop music of the year in question. It's a simple idea, but it's a powerful TV. Time and again, we all get swept away by a tune from a year that makes us feel a bit dewy-eyed. We look at events unfolding and scream at the TV when we all know they will do the wrong thing or see a national catastrophe unfold. Invariably, every episode ends with a sucker punch tune that accurately portrays just how bad things were as we watched another generation emigrate due to lack of prospects here. We felt powerless at watching these gloomy events, but tunes of a certain time, like this gem, give us some crumb of comfort and made the weird mix of pain and longing just that wee bit more palatable.